There are people who possess heroic spirits that help them overcome tremendous challenges and achieve the seemingly impossible. Brooke Ellison is such a hero.
I was 11 years old. It was September 4th of 1990, and I was walking home from my first day of 7th grade. It was actually orientation to the new junior high school, and while crossing the street, I was hit by a car.
For nearly a week and a half, Brooke lay unconscious in an intensive care unit, only to awaken to find that her life had completely changed. Paralyzed from the neck down, this once active little girl was unable to move or even breathe on her own. She was completely dependent on a ventilator, which at first prevented her from talking until a tracheotomy was performed. Only then was she able to utter her first words. In a whisper, so weak that her mother Jean had to put her ear to Brooke's mouth to hear, Brooke asked the question that had been haunting her since she had first opened her eyes. Am I going to be left back?
The very first thing I thought was, I want to make sure I get back to school. Am I going to be left back? That was one of the first things that entered my mind. For whatever reason, I don't know. And my mother made the commitment to me that she would do anything she could to make sure that I could get back into school and not be left back a grade or anything like that.
Jean arranged for 4 junior high school teachers to tutor Brooke at home. And 9 months later, Brooke left the hospital and began the 7th grade.
And that summer from May to September is when I did the entire 7th grade curriculum that I had missed when I was in the hospital. And I dedicated all of my time and all of my energy and effort to catching up, to making sure that I was fully prepared to re-enter the 8th grade.
The Ellisons also met with the school district to discuss how Brooke could return to school. Together, they hammered out the logistics of having a student on life support attend a mainstream public school, working out such details as transportation and how to assist with her special academic needs. The school agreed to provide everything but a nurse to help Brooke at school. But Jean wasn't deterred. She would attend the 8th grade with Brooke and be her nurse. On September 4th, 1991, 1 year to the day of her accident, Brooke Ellison returned to school, an 8th grade student.
And I was really committed to returning to school and making sure I could, attend a school with my friends from my childhood and maximize my life as best as I could. And that's what I was really focused on doing. And, with the help of my family and the support of my community, that's exactly what I did.
Throughout junior high school and high school, Brooke maintained an A-plus grade point average and went on to take college entrance exams, earning 1510 on her SAT. Although her credentials were of Ivy League caliber, her family thought she'd attend the local university to be close to home. But Brooke had other ideas. Wanting to maximize everything life had to offer, she convinced her parents to help her apply to Harvard University, which was out of state. Brooke was accepted by Harvard. And again, the family regrouped, discussing not only how to finance her education, but how they could help Brooke succeed. It was determined that Jean would go to Harvard with her daughter.
It was unconventional, but wonderful at the same time. My mother was my roommate throughout the entire 6 years that I was at Harvard, four as an undergraduate and 2 as a master's student. And her friends were my friends, and my friends were her friends.
Jean helped Brooke with her personal care, but the academic work was accomplished by Brooke.
So as far as school went, I did all of that independently. As far as reading, I would get either books on tape or books put onto CD that I could read off of the computer, things like that. So that was all done independently. And as far as writing papers would go, I have a voice-activated computer, so all of that was independent. But my mother was there for any personal need that I would have.
Brooke went on to earn her undergraduate degree in cognitive neuroscience, graduating magna cum laude in June 2000, and was the commencement speaker at her graduation. In her address, Brooke used her relationship with her mother to epitomize the relationship that she believes all people can have with one another.
how much of an influence we have on each other's lives and how we have to appreciate that, that nobody gets to where they are at any given point without the help of others. And we have to be ready to both give that help and recognize it when we get it from other people. And it can be from just a simple gesture or something bigger, but all of those gestures in life have to be appreciated. My mother's role in my life has been immeasurable. You know, my entire family's role in my life has been immeasurable, and it's been because of their support and their love that I have gotten to where I am right now. And I know that, you know, what I do personally reflects my entire family and everybody who loves me and supports me. So, I'm very much committed to that intertwinedness of our lives.
Brooke went on to earn a master's degree in public policy and has completed work towards a doctorate. Yet while she has succeeded in achieving her dreams, she doesn't pretend that it's been easy.
Well, I think everybody at certain times feels either frustrated or, I guess frustrated more than anything about their lives. And, you know, I'm certainly no exception. And I wouldn't be truthful if I were to say that I did never feel frustrated. But, those are just isolated events, really, and no different from anything else that anybody else would feel on a periodic basis. And, you know, it's because of my family and my commitment to other people that it doesn't last very long at all.
Among her many achievements, Brooke is a popular public speaker, has written a book, and has had a movie produced about her life by the late filmmaker Christopher Reeves. Wherever she goes, she finds that people seem to connect to her life.
Feel a level of connectedness to my life because everybody faces some kind of challenge at some point. Everybody will. I think the fact that I'm willing to speak pretty openly about the events in my life and how I've been able to overcome the challenges that I have faced, I think people feel very open about discussing events in their lives and confiding in me, which I take very seriously. And, you know, I get emails and letters and phone calls every day from people who have either read my book or have seen a movie about my life and have really taken that to heart.
With the continuing hope and commitment to do what she can to encourage people to use whatever capabilities they have to help other people overcome their challenges, where did this hope and commitment come from?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I could say. And maybe if somebody had asked me that question, you know, 17 years ago, if I would be in the position where I am right now, I don't know how I would have answered. I guess it is maybe a characteristic that doesn't necessarily come out unless it's tested. I don't know, but without a doubt, largely because of, you know, the family that I have and the support that I get from them and an acknowledgement on my part that our lives are not isolated, that we are and should be committed to each other. And, you know, life is a continual process in helping others. It's never done in isolation. And I believe that very strongly.
Whatever life course Brooke pursues, she views her future as a vehicle to help people overcome the challenges they face.
I have been confronted with some pretty daunting challenges, but, you know, have overcome them. And I think that in whatever area it might be, I feel fortunate enough to use the experiences that I've had to help others. I mean, that's what makes everything meaningful, no matter how difficult the situation might be. If it can be translated into a way to help somebody else, then it's all worthwhile. I guess just that I don't view my life as anything heroic or anything really unusual. You know, we all face challenges. Mine are just, you know, a little bit more obvious than others. And, it's a common commitment that we all share to help people through whatever they might face. And that's exactly what I'm doing.